an exercise room, on-site laundry facilities, activities, and affordable rents. You must be 62 years of age or older. For more information, you may contact Arletha Patterson, building manager at 773-434-2444. 773-434-2444. Wheeler House Senior Residence, 1450 West 69th Street. Committed to making every individual feel secure, cared for, and in the company of friends. 773-434-2444.
If you're not facing your mortgage issues, this can be the most terrifying sound in the world. It means you've fallen behind. It means hope is dwindling. It means you're another call closer to losing your home to foreclosure. Fortunately, there's hope. If you need real help and guidance, call 1-888-995-HOPE. That's 1-888-995-4673. Because nothing is worse than doing nothing. A public service announcement brought to you by NeighborWorks, the ad council, and this station.
We are Chicago's number one college radio station, 89.3 WKKC, HD1 Chicago.
Play. I took the kids to the park today, enjoying watching them run and play, noticing how quickly time passes away, how fun it was for me back in the day. Remember your friends asking, can you come out to play, holding your breath for what your mama would say, knowing you weren't obedient that day. Oh well, what can you say? You reap what you sow, you shall pay. But you must take time to enjoy the play. Children remind you the proper way that life should be taken day by day, play by play, and pray by pray. This is Just Lily, and you're listening to Focus Talk with Dennis Snipe on 89.3 WKKC. For more, you can go to my website at www.juslillie.com. No T, ebonically, Just Lily, that's me.
Opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of WKKC Radio, Kennedy King College, or the City Colleges of Chicago. 89.3 WKKC proudly presents Focus Talk, the thought-provoking, solution-oriented program daring to make a difference in our community. And now, here's your host, Dennis Snipe.
It's exactly 9 a.m. in the city of Chicago. You are in tune to the thought-provoking, solution-oriented talk show, daring to make a difference in our communities, entitled Focus Talk. Well, just in case you didn't know, we're doing it really, really big today. Broadcasting to you from the campus of Kennedy King College, located at 740 West 63rd Street on the corners of 63rd and Halsted. Do me a favor, call your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your best friend, your girlfriend, or whoever else I may have left out of this list, and let them know that Focus Talk with Dennis Snipe is now on the air. Well, what are you talking about, Dennis? Hey, I'm glad you asked. We're talking about politics, religion, personal development, education, and then from time to time, we are highlighting positive people who are doing positive things in and around the city of Chicago. Hey, we just want to let you know that success begins here at Kennedy King College, one of the seven city colleges of Chicago. If you are looking to change your present condition, your present situation, or perhaps change your entire career, well, classes are available here at Kennedy King College. 773-602-5000 is the number to dial to get more information. Remember, success begins here. Well, get your place in line right now by giving us a call here in the main studios of Kennedy King College of WKKC 89.3 FM at 773-488-WKKC. That's 773-488-9552. Why? Because we've got a great show for you. At 9:50, we are talking to Cassandra Griffin, and the segment entitled Success and Satisfaction with Cassandra Griffin. At 9:30, we're talking to Mr. Matt McGee and Lamont Brown about an incredible program that's taking place just 2 weeks from now that will take you to the next level as it relates to motivation and your own personal success story. But for right now, we're talking with Miss Joanne Fastoff, who is a writer as well as a writer for the Chicago Examiner, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And you do a multiplicity of different things, and we're going to talk about that today. Thank you so very much for coming out and sharing some time with us today. Now, when someone says Joanne Fastoff, now, What does that encompass?
Probably the most wonderful, gifted, beautiful woman that you probably will ever see on this earth.
You're rich in modesty.
You know, Shrek says that there's these layers, you know. Uh-huh. And I think that Joanne Fastoff is a complexity. It is a combination of, a person that there are environmental issues out there. Mm-hmm. I want to be part of it. There's a story to be told. I want to be part of it. There's fun to be had. I want to be part of it. So there are, it's complexities. So Joanne Fastoff is an amalgam of, I'm a hybrid.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm a hybrid.
Now, we're going to talk about your books, and we're going to talk about the column that you write for the Chicago Examiner. However, let's talk about the environmental issues first.
Okay.
Now, as you know, and possibly our listeners, that Kennedy King College has kind of been the hub for the whole green movement. We've done a series of things here with the students, with the staff and the faculty about green. But for those who don't know, what's the whole green piece about?
Well, my focus in my column, the green piece, is about greening the community. And I wrote a short story, and the Examiner people really liked it. And the story was based on Inglewood being probably the most violent part of the city of Chicago, if not the county. Mm. Deemed to be. Okay. And so I wrote this story that says, okay, this is a premise. Although people didn't know that it was a premise. They thought it was a true story. And that is that five grocers got together. They dug up the backyards behind their stores, and they invited 12 to 18 year old boys in the neighborhood to till the earth behind their stores. Mm. Whatever they sowed, they could reap 100% of the profits. They could sell their produce at markets centrally located in Inglewood, or they could sell them in the stores themselves. Now, the thing is that the qualifications, what you had to be 12 to 18, a boy, of course, and you had to be in school full time. You couldn't be in a gang. One of your parents had to be involved as part of the encouraging package, and the Chicago Police Department was involved in that some of the boys had fatherless homes, and the police department would offer themselves as role models and plus encouraging packages to keep the boys safe. Now, the part of it, people just love the story, but I wrote and I said, unfortunately, none of this is true. It's just something that we would like to have. Wow. Because the grocers said that, in this story, the grocers thought that if these boys were not idle, if they put their fingers in the soil, if they understood the greatness that the earth gives, that they wouldn't be in gangs. They wouldn't die sooner than they do. There wouldn't be gun violence like it is in the community. And so people liked the story, and then I said, I'm sorry, it's not true. But if you like the idea, call or write your alderman and say, hey, this is a great idea.
Wow, so it's just an urban legend.
Absolutely. And I mean, I'm the genesis of it. Okay. So based on that, I've always been interested in environmental issues. I'm part of Adopt a Beach, 63rd Street Beach, where we clean up the beach, where we look for the levels of E. coli in the water. I always believe that, and I'm going out on a limb this, but this is my opinion. I think black people think that the global warming is not about us. It doesn't have anything to do with us. And it has everything to do with us, because we're still the ones, the air is equal opportunity. Mm-hmm. Pollution is equal opportunity. Groceries that we get that are days old, we're eating them too, okay? So we have to do things, we have to be proactive. And I know this is an inconvenient truth. Al Gore said it, and it is. We have to take care of the earth better than we are, better than what we're doing presently. It gives us so much, and yet this is not an equal relationship.
Now, for the most part, a lot of people, especially those of African American descent, feel as if though I have much bigger issues than worrying about the earth, such as eating, education, health care, so on and so forth. And needless to say, they're equal, but then how do you balance it out? What type of balancing act is that?
Okay, well, let's see. They have bigger issues. Let's see, would swine flu be one of them? Let's see. Would obesity be one? Would high blood pressure be one? Would diabetes be one? Those are environmental issues that manifest themselves inside of us. Mm-hmm. So, and these particular ailments, maladies, are cultural. This is not something that we normally get. We don't normally get diabetes. Okay, we don't normally get cancer. We're ingesting things that have herbicides on them, pesticides, every kind of sides you want to think about. And 100 years ago, people, the agrarian society that we were, we weren't putting these things on our plants, on our produce, in these animals that we eat. You know, you go to, and I'm not going to pick out any particular restaurant, but you go to these restaurants where they say it's fast food, and that's what we're eating. We're eating junk, okay? And this junk makes us hyper. It's too much sugar in it. It's too much caffeine. It's too much fat. And it's all of our problems. And so the only way that I could probably get my point across, even if it's subliminally, is to write about it.
Okay.
Right. I'm trying not to be preachy, but I think that time is past. Okay, it's time for the lecture.
The term food desert has been used to describe Englewood as well as several other communities in Chicago. What does that mean? Does it mean specifically just grocery stores that you go to that don't have fresh fruits and vegetables, or does it mean other community or other areas that don't have certain restaurants, or what does that mean as far as the food desert term is concerned?
Okay, food desert means that you have to take a bus or a car to get to a store.
Okay.
Okay, because the little stores that are in your neighborhood, the groceries are overpriced, they are low quality, and they don't offer any variety of really what you want. So you have to take a car, a bus, ride your bike, take a taxi to a store, to a major store that might offer something of quality, something that's not going to kill your pocket. So food desert means that the food is far and in between where you can get to and where it's convenient.
Now the control of that, I know that it may be up to the residents or of the community, but isn't it also the officials of that community, as far as the aldermen?
Okay, but who makes the officials? The residents. Okay, the residents are totally responsible for whoever they put in place. Mm-hmm. Okay, and if I put, and Jesse Jackson Jr. is my congressman. If I voted for him, then I'm responsible for him. Okay, and he's responsible to me, and the way that he's going to do what the majority of the people in his community say to do is that we won't vote for you again. Okay.
Now, does that always happen in the African American community? Because it seems as if though that it's kind of turned inside out, because the residents are normally the ones who put the officials in place, but it seems as if though that it's the other way around.
Well, it's like, don't complain about who's in place if you didn't vote for them. Okay. And don't complain about who's in place if you don't replace them, if they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. If I like Jesse Jackson Jr., that's really nice. Personally, I do. Is he doing the job for me? A lot of the times, okay? But when he's not, I'm supposed to complain. That's what, he's a public servant. But if I don't complain, then I don't need to have any problems with anybody that represents me.
Okay. All right. I understand entirely. Now, on that particular level, now when you look at other communities such as Lincoln Park, and we'll talk about that in a moment, that it seems as if though things are a lot different there, and that most people have a propensity as to, you know, dealing with other communities or patronizing them or, you know, spending their money there. And why do you think that is?
Because we let other people legitimize us.
Okay.
We look to other neighborhoods and we think that it's better. We think somebody's water is wetter, and it isn't. Ours is just as wet. And as a matter of fact, water isn't wet. It's a wetting agent. I hope my science teacher loves the fact that I can say that. I just think that we, you know, we have a lot of restaurants in the south side of Chicago. We have a lot of opportunities in the south side of Chicago because this is where I live. This is where I grew up. And if I move to another city, when I move back to Chicago, I'm always going to be on the south side. Mm-hmm. And it's not that it's worse than any other neighborhood. It's just that I don't like to say something has potential. That means it's not there yet. So I believe it is there. It's just, what am I partaking of it? What am I getting out of it? And guess what? What am I putting into it? Mm. Okay. And that makes the community legitimate. It's what you're putting into it. It's not so much what you're pulling out of it, but what you're putting into it.
Okay. All right. Now, in your article in the Chicago Examiner, you basically highlight various restaurants on the south side of Chicago and abroad that are doing it real big, I like to say.
Well, I don't know so much if they're doing it real big, but I know they're doing it. Okay? Okay. And that's the point. They can become big, but they're doing it. And I like to highlight the restaurants on the south side of Chicago because people say, and I mean many people, they say, well, I'm not going to eat. I'm going to eat downtown because there's no restaurants on the south side of Chicago. And I'm going, huh?
And that's not true.
Oh, that is not true at all. Okay. It's like, what are you looking for? We have sushi. We have African food. We have jerk chicken. We have Italian. We have Greek. I mean, we have Lithuanian. We have it all because the south side of Chicago is major. It's a major section of the city. It's like if you're going to, you know, pigeonhole yourself and you're going to say, well, this is the only kind of food I eat, well, then you might be starving if those restaurants go out of business, because there is so much more to food than just what you're just used to. Okay. And then if you go downtown and you say, I went to the north side or I went to Evanston to eat, have you eaten at Sakia? Have you eaten at the Parrot Cage? Have you eaten at Covenant Cafe or Yassa or Stages or Theodore's? I mean, I can go on and on about the restaurants that are on the south side of Chicago, and they're fabulous. And some of them are white tablecloth, and some of them are dives with the best food. But some restaurants, you don't have to stay to eat. You know, you run and get it, and you just go home where you should be eating.
Okay. 9:15 in the city of Chicago. You are in tune to the thought-provoking, solution-oriented talk show, Daring to Make a Difference in Our Communities, entitled Focus Talk. I'm your host, Dennis Snipe, and today we are talking to Ms. Joanne Fastoff. If you have a question or a comment, 773-488-WKKC. That's 773-488-9552. Now, Joanne, your column in the Chicago Examiner basically features some of these restaurants that you have you've mentioned, and it lets you know where to go, when to go, and what to do, what to eat. Now, how long have you been doing that? How long have you been writing the column?
This year, since January. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's good. It's a good deal. And it is an online publication, right?
It is.
Chicago Southside Examiner. Mm-hmm. And we can log in at examiner.com?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it comes out weekly?
I write maybe 3 articles a week.
Okay.
Okay. 2 of my articles are always focused on green issues and on the south side of Chicago. And then 1 article is a restaurant review, not a critique, but a review.
Okay. Okay. Now, that was something that we were talking about before the show. Can you kind of explain the difference between a food critic and a critique?
A reviewer.
A reviewer. Okay. Okay.
Well, now, this is not etched in stone.
Okay.
But I think that a critic is someone who is an authority on what they're speaking about, what they're writing about. I'm just reviewing restaurants. I'm not a food critic, but I do like food. And I never go to any of these restaurants by myself. I always take someone with me. Usually I take some people with me, because all of us have different tastes. All of us have different opinions of the place. And I want to make sure that we highlight it correctly. And we review the restaurant in the sense that, like one of the restaurants, in order to get to the bathrooms, you had to go through the kitchen.
Oh, wow.
And although there's laughter, I want to say that the kitchen was clean, and so were the bathrooms. So maybe it was worth the trip. But usually we're just reviewing what people have asked us, you know, to do. Okay. So I'm not critiquing. But if we don't like the restaurant, I'm not writing about it. I'm not going to waste my time, exhaust my time talking negatively about a place.
Okay. All right. Now, would you compare your column to that of Check Please? Is it the same?
Well, it's the same idea.
Okay.
Okay.
Just the written form?
They're verbal, and I'm written. Yeah.
Okay.
But the woman that is the host, she's a critic. Okay. She's a critic. She has three people on the show, and they talk about what they like and what they didn't like. And basically, those are the people that I take with me too. But
okay.
We might be looking for other things. We probably go to restaurants that are probably more down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
But and they're right in our community. They're not downtown. They're not Northside. They're not Evanston. Although people call me all the time and say, "Hey, can you review this particular restaurant?" I go, "It's not in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on the South Side. There's enough. There are enough critics for the other parts of Chicago. Now I'm based right here."
Okay. Now, how do you select the restaurants that you go to visit?
I don't. People select them for me.
Okay.
They say, "Joanne, please, you got to go to this one. You'll love this." And I'll go, "Why?" And then they'll say it. And so, you know, maybe we'll drive by it. And if there's free parking, I'll note that. Is there parking on the street? I'll note that. Are there unsavory characters hanging out the front of it? I'll note that. Is it open? I'll note that. Is it accessible to CTA? I'll note that. There are a lot of things that I'll note before I even go in for the food, because presentation is part of the meal. And I want to make sure that there's nothing that I write about that disappoints you when you go.
All right. Sounds good. Mm-hmm. Now, what do you look for when you first enter a restaurant? What impresses you the most? What turns you off immediately? Or how do you go about the review?
What impresses me the most is something that doesn't disappoint me.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess that's
good. I'm not looking for anything. It just seems like everything is looking for me.
Mm-hmm.
So one time we went to a restaurant and we were seated under a skylight. It was fabulous. And the sun was out. And so therefore we're in a good mood.
Right.
It was family. Babies were screaming, but it's a family restaurant, so what do you expect? And
yeah. And
families were having a great time. And food is one of those things that bonds people. You can be together on the idea that you don't like it, or you can be together on the idea that you like it. But I'm not really looking for anything disappointing, so that's really it.
Okay. Now, mm-hmm. in addition to the column, you're mm-hmm. also an author.
Mm-hmm.
You have two books out, and you're working on a third.
Mm-hmm.
So now, how do you find the time?
I have to.
Okay.
Okay. It's called perseverance. I was in a little writing funk for a second, but I've emerged. Okay. I think this weather, you know, I finally said enough. And so maybe God said, okay, let's get back to writing, whatever.
Now, are all of the books, are they mystery books or?
Mystery and intrigue.
Drama? Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And now, it's based on the same person, same character.
Okay. Now, the first one is The Pact, or is it?
The Gordian Knot.
Gordian Knot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, give us a brief overview as to what's it's about.
Mm. The Gordian Knot is about an FBI agent who was murdered, and his 10-year-old son and his former FBI colleague solved the crime. But the FBI agent that was murdered, the murder is the very small part of the book. It's more about government misbehavior at the highest level.
Mm. Okay. All right. Now, the second book.
Well, the second book, I found my character in the first book, and so I decided to put him in a different setting in the second book. The first book was a personal case for him because it was his friend that was murdered. But the second book is about three women who, and I put this in quotation marks, execute a drug kingpin in the forest preserves of Chicago. But they, even though they thought they killed him, they didn't. Their new enemy killed him.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the third book is due out
in October. It's called Bloodstones, and it's about the Diamond Conflict War and how it's brought to the United States.
Okay. All right. I got some interesting information about that. We'll probably have to talk about that the next time that you come. Now, how can we pick up your books?
You can go to Borders,
mm-hmm.
Amazon.com, exlibris.com, and exlibris is X-L-I-B-R-I-S, exlibris.com. And if you go to Amazon.com, both of my books are on Amazon, and also they'll give you the reviews of my books.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now, to share some information, for the most part, a lot of people enjoy writing. But now, is there a difference between being a writer and being an author? And if so, what is it?
Published.
Okay.
One's published.
Okay, so the author's published.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Author is published, which is what makes them an author.
Now, is it as easy as one would think to become published?
I don't know what one would think, but it's not easy. Okay. It's perseverance is a major word. Mm-hmm. You're there. You're writing by yourself. Maybe somebody else is editing it, but you're writing. You're coming up with the idea mostly. Mm-hmm. Somebody might give you an idea of what to write about, but you're the one reducing those words to writing. Okay. So therefore, I've been on the island many times by myself. Where am I going to come up with an idea? What do I say next? But I have to persevere. And if you write every day, I write a journal. Whatever happened today, I'm going to write about it before I go to bed. Even if nothing happened, I go, nothing happened, enough said. But then the next day, I'll say, oh, let me tell you what happened yesterday. I just wasn't in the mood. But if you persevere and you write every single day, something, if it's just a paragraph, then you probably can persevere and become an author.
Now, is the literary world closing, so to speak, because of more people self-publishing and the publishing companies are not that willing or open to take risks?
More people are self-publishing because the publishing companies are not willing to take risks.
Okay.
And a lot of them are folding. But then there's electronic. People read, if you've heard of Kindle, that's an electronic device where you can read a book in your hand. Okay, it's a little bit larger than, let's say, an iPod.
Okay.
And Kindle has the book electronically. So there's a lot of electronic books. A lot of people don't have time to read. My books are small enough, short enough, where if your flight was canceled, you could read it in 2.5 hours. If your flight is 3 hours, you can finish one of my books. If you take a train or a bus to work every morning, every evening, you have something to read every morning, every evening until you finish my book. Okay. But publishing companies, they don't recognize that everybody isn't James Patterson or Toni Morrison or Alice Walker or James Baldwin or John Steinbeck, but they could be. And so therefore, you have to, I think as these publishers, they're like old school in the sense that we're all not like what I just mentioned.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay. So that means that we just have to do a little adjusting, a shifting as far as, I guess, a paradigm shift.
You definitely have to let water roll down your back, and you have to know how to take no. Okay. Because there's a lot of them. A lot of them going to come your way. But when the yes comes, man, is it sweet.
I can imagine. Okay. Joanne, we can check out your column at examiner.com,
mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. And we can pick up your books at Amazon or
Borders or Barnes & Noble if they're still in business, but definitely barnesandnoble.com. Okay. And Walden Books.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so very much for coming by and sharing some time with us, kind of letting us see the inside of Joanne Fastoff. And please know that the door here at Focus Talk is always open. You don't have to knock. Just come on in.
My pleasure.
All right. We'll talk again real soon. You're in tune to Chicagoland's number one college radio station, 89.3 WKKC. Hey, we're going to take a pause for the calls. On the other side of the break, we will be back with Mr. Matt McGee and Mr. Lamont Brown about motivation going to the next level. Stay tuned. KKC.
Hey, baby, this is Bonnie DeShong, and you're listening to the thought-provoking, solution-oriented talk show, Focus Talk, with my friend Dennis Snipe, right here on Chicago's number one college radio station, 89.3 WKKC.
Do you know what you want in your life? Knowing what you want brings about clarity, and with clarity, you'll get more done, stay focused, and let go of things that drain your time and energy. Hi, I'm certified professional coach Cassandra Griffin, and this is your New Realities Moment. For more information on creating new realities in your life, call 708-331-9725. That's 708-331-9725. Or visit www.newrealitiescoaching.com.
On Thursday, June 18th, Kennedy King College, WYCC TV 20, and the Washburn Culinary Institute present the Sounds of Sakia music series, showcasing Chicago's finest musical talents with your host, WBEZ's Richard Steele. Once a major center for the development of jazz, blues, and R&B, Chicago continues to nurture performers who produce cutting-edge music. These Renaissance musicians, male and female, will dazzle you with their vocal and instrumental styles that are truly Chicago. Treat yourself to an evening of gourmet dining and a musical performance by one of the finest musical talents that Chicago has to offer. Internationally known song stylist, Marguerite Mariama. Thursday, June 18th at the Sounds of Sakia Music Series at the beautiful new Sakia Restaurant at the corner of 63rd and Halsted. For reservations and information, call 773-602-5200. That's 773-602-5200. At the Sounds of Sakia Music Series performance, you will be part of a live TV audience. On Saturday, June 13th, join the Sickle Cell Disease Association of Illinois at their 35th annual Walk Jog Bike-a-thon as they raise money for research and care for those afflicted with this disease. Sickle cell disease affects about one in every 500 people, and it seems to affect an unusually high number of African Americans. There is currently no cure for the disease, and those that contract sickle cell disease rarely live beyond their 40s. All of us here at 89.3 WKKC urge you to join us as we support the 35th annual Walk Jog Bike-a-thon of the Sickle Cell Disease Association of Illinois this Saturday, June 13th, on the lakefront at 31st Street at 8 a.m. For more information, call 312-345-1100. 312-345-1100.
Wright College at 4300 North Narragansett Avenue offers classes in radiography, environmental technology, architecture, information technology, EMT, practice nursing, practical nursing, fine arts, teacher's assistant training, occupational therapy assistant training, computer security, and forensic investigation training. Registration is going on now. Call Wright College at 773-481-8200. That's 773-481-8200, or go to www.ccc.edu. Wright College, 4300 North Narragansett, 773-481-8200. Want to get more out of life? Call Wright College. Enroll, get some job skills or a degree, and get paid. 773-481-8200. Your success starts here at Wright College, one of the seven city colleges of Chicago.
My name is Khalif. You are listening to Focus Talk with Dizzy Knight of Chicago's number one college radio station, 89.3 WKKC. Did everybody hear me?
Uh-huh. Everybody can hear you.
It's God-given.
Multiply the love, cause division. Dennis Snipe on the mic to enforce the vision. Economical living or political decision. Artistry and even religion. More information than you getting on your television. Just take a listen, just take a listen. Education's pivotal and plentiful. Something to enhance the brain mineral. In between the 9 and 10 a.m. interval. Focus a fold, let go or take hold. No slowing down on this open road. Put the pedal to the metal and go, 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 go. He's showing us the ropes, giving community hope when we don't know where to go. Focus all around these streets, and if you agree to disagree, step to the MIC and speak your peace. Don't speak your peace, cause if each one teach one, we all are reached. We can resolve the beef. Focus talk, food for thought, we all gon' eat. Focus. This is focus talk. Focus. This is focus talk. Focus. This is focus talk. Hey, hey, hey. WKKC with your host Dennis Snipe. Focus talk. Hey.
We'll be right back.
89.3 WKKC 931 in the city of Chicago. We're right back at you, giving you information that you can use on Chicagoland's number one college radio station. Hey, I've got some information for you and a news flash that the elevator to success is broken. That means that you have got to take the stairs. So no matter what thought, idea, concept, dream that you have in your mind, take it out, put it on paper, and execute. Now, you can do that by enrolling for class here at 89.3 WKKC. That's the radio station, but if you're interested in radio or television, we've got something for you. But in the meantime, if you need more information, 773-602-5000 is the number to dial, 773-602-5000. Now, also, if you want to know what we're doing from time to time, you can log in to www.dennissnipe.com. That's www.dennissnipe.com. Or if there's something going on in your neighborhood, in your community, or if you know of someone who is positive and they are making it happen really, really big, just pick up the Alexander Graham Bell. Give me a call, 312-409-9921. That's 312-409-9921. Now, as you know, we're all about positivity, going to the next level, personal development, getting out some of the cobwebs out of your head, out of your mind, out of your heart, out of your soul, and releasing the power that's within. Now, on that note, I want to introduce you to a couple of young men who are no stranger to me, as well as the Focus Talk family, Mr. Mac McGee and Mr. Lamont Brown. Okay. Fellas, how are you today?
All right, how you doing? Fantastic, doing great.
Fantastic. Man, I am doing well, doing well. I am just honored and privileged to have you guys in the studio.
All right.
Because most of the time when I interact with you, it's either via internet or kind of seeing what it is that you're doing, mm-hmm. or kind of watching you on video.
Okay.
And I'm watching in awe, like, wow, one day when I grow up,
I
want to be like those guys.
You the man.
We here on your show.
Right.
Like they say, you know, and one day I'll be on Fry's, and that's where the real money is. Now, you all have come to share some information with us about an event that's taking place just 2 weeks from now.
Right.
Now, what is it all about?
Well, the event is called A Night of Inspiration.
Okay.
Last year was the first year that we did the event. It was a response to the violence throughout the Chicagoland area. And so this is our second year doing the event. This year it's called A Night of Inspiration, Faith, Family, Finance, and Future. And so it's not only a response to the violence, but it's also a response to the economic climate, because we know a lot of people out there struggling. People have lost jobs. People are losing homes and things that, and we don't want people to lose hope. And so it's an event where we're going to bring together motivational, inspirational speakers. Matter of fact, the greatest, Lamont Brown, is one of the motivational speakers that will be a part of that event. And but one of the things we're really excited about this year is part of the platform is what we call the Teen Inspiration Sensation.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We had auditions a few weeks ago, and we narrowed it down to the top three finalists who will be competing that evening to be crowned the first Teen Inspiration Sensation. So we're really excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, when you talk about motivation, what can you, and I'm not trying to be curt here, mm-hmm. but what can you tell me if I'm going through, if I'm losing my home, or, you know, if I'm trying to keep my lights and my gas on and my kids are, as Daddy would say, contrary? Mm-hmm. What can you tell me at this particular point that will take me to the next level, or that will take me out of that state of mind and say, you know what, regardless of what's going on, things are going to be okay. It's cool. Just relax.
Well, I mean, one of the things that we're trying to do with the event, I mean, I believe definitely in they say life and death is in the power of the tongue. And
okay.
So I definitely believe in the power of positive words. And so not only are we bringing them there, but we also want to provide resources. Like every year, last year, I had a number of resource tables for community-based organizations and organizations that may be able to assist individuals with some of the needs that they may have going through a difficult time. And so the idea is for people to come and get a positive word so that they can be in a position where they can make a decision about their life, about what they need to do, and then maybe go out to one of these resource tables and get some information and access to information so that they can move along with their situation. So organizations like Aunt Martha's Youth Services, we had Ceasefire out there last year. This year we have Diane Latica from Kids Off the Block. And so people have access to resources, but the whole thing is that I'm an exhorter. I believe in encouraging people and try to move them to the next level.
Okay. Now, where will this event take place?
It'll take place at Prairie State College, 202 South Halsted, on Saturday, June 27th.
Okay. Now, for more information and for ticket availability, is there a number I can call or a website that I can log on to?
Most definitely. The website that they can log on to is www.anightofinspiration.com. That's www.anightofinspiration.com. And a telephone number that they can call for more information is 1-888-624-4333. That's 1-888-624-4333.
Now, gentlemen, riddle me this. Is there a difference between motivation and inspiration? And if so, what is it?
Yes, there definitely is a difference. There's a difference in the words and how you spell it. No, just kidding. I'm just kidding. Most definitely, I believe that we all are motivated. We all are self-motivated, you know. And although we're tagged with the title of being a motivational speaker, you know, we can only inspire people to ignite the things and the gifts and talents that always, you know, sometimes lay dormant inside individuals.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, in addition to Lamont, you're going to be speaking on the panel.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, not necessarily a panel, but on the dais. Now, are there some other individuals that are going to be there as well?
Absolutely. Like I said, the theme is faith, family, finance, and future. And so we have Reverend Dr. Cheryl Lindsley Carter out of Columbus, Ohio. She's going to be coming in addressing the issue of faith. Mm-hmm. Lamont Brown is going to speak to the issue of family. We have a brother from Inglewood who grew up in Inglewood by the name of Michael Sean Robinson, who's going to talk about finances, because I believe African Americans in our community, a lot of times we have tend to have a dysfunctional relationship with our money. And so particularly during these difficult financial times, we need to be better stewards of our money, learn how to invest, how to save. I think most financial gurus say that most people need to have 6 to 8 months worth of savings in the event of a job loss. And so we just need to be better in that regard. And then I'm going to close out the program giving a forecast for the future. And so we're going to speak to the theme of the event.
Okay. So considering that you're giving a forecast, what do you want people to walk away from this event knowing, understanding, or yet believing?
Well, and it's the theme. Basically, we got to always stay faithful. We got to stay faithful. Families need to pull together, definitely, particularly during these times and beyond these times. And then really that piece, I want them to have actionable, so when they leave there, okay, that they're not just motivated, ready to run through a brick wall, but they actually have some actionable, some solutions, some steps that they can take when they leave the event, that they can put into action the very next day in terms of staying focused, staying hopeful, and keeping that hope that we're going to get through this period, this recession, like we've got through every other thing that has occurred to us here in this country.
Okay.
And as one of the speakers, that was one of the requirements for the speakers. Matt didn't want us to just come there motivating, you know, putting together some words that sound good, a bunch of quotes and things of that nature, or a bunch of acronyms, you know. But he wanted to make sure that we came up with strategic action plans that we can deliver to the people where they can have some substance. So when they at home excited about, you know, overcoming some obstacles and increasing their faith and building their family, that they have something that they can, a roadmap, something that they can go forward to and going to the next level.
Now, I noticed that you made a special notation for young people, for teenagers.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And needless to say, there's a lot going on with our young folks.
Right.
And Mac, that's part of your background. We'll talk about that in a minute,
okay,
as far as your passion, mm-hmm, for young folks. But how did that come about? You know, how did you actually say that there was going to be a piece where I wanted to have a teenage motivational speaker?
They're going to be singing.
Oh, okay.
But the thing is, I've worked in the field of human service for the last 15 years. I definitely have a passion for youth, being what I was called an at-risk youth at one time. And me and Lamont and our mentor, we don't like the term at-risk. We call them at-promise.
Promise. That's
and
right.
So the thing is, whatever I'm involved involved in. I want to create a platform for young people because our youth are depicted in such a negative way throughout the media here, here in Chicago and throughout the nation. And so I want the larger community to be able to see that we have very gifted and talented young people. One of the contestants, 12 and a half years old. I mean, she speaks fluent Spanish, has a beautiful voice. One just graduated from Creek Monique. She's going to Columbia College. And the young gentleman, he's a junior at Hillcrest High School, but they're all positive. They all love the Lord. They're all doing positive things. And I think that the larger community is not exposed to the gifts that we have in our youth because we always hear so much about the violence.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And not to put you guys on the spot here, however, but both of you have incredible stories as far as your background, mm-hmm. where you came from, and then where you are now. Would you be willing to share any of that with our listeners?
Sure, most definitely. Sure. All right. Most definitely.
Lamont, go ahead.
Well, I was actually arrested over 20 times, Dennis. My mother, you know, battled with her drug addiction, which she's an overcomer now. Mm-hmm. And my biological father, you know, he was not in my life my entire youth. And my stepfather, you know, left or, you know, went through a divorce with my mom. So I had to deal with that, you know, and I had many excuses that I could have used to give up, but you know, I just believe that excuses are tools for incompetent fools that build monuments of nothingness. And those who use excuses are seldom good for anything but excuses. And I wanted to be the opposite.
What was the turning point in your life?
A shootout, actually. A shootout out there in the streets of Harvey, where I was raised at by way of Allgale Gardens. And my son was just born. And I had made a promise to myself that I wanted to be around and help raise my son. Mm-hmm. And that was the turning point. When friends of mine gathered for revenge, you know, I went the other way.
All right. Matt?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm a product of a single-parent household. My parents split up when I was like 12 years old. And I think a lot of times what happened with young men when they're being raised by single mothers is that emotionally, they're going through a lot of turmoil. I was, certainly. And it wasn't the type of situation where my mother was going to sit down and talk to me about the dynamics of her and my father's relationship. And so I was at a loss for not having a father figure in the home. And so I went through various things, got in some trouble. I didn't get arrested as many times as the greatest, but but I had my run-ins with the law, you know. But the turning point for me when I was 19, I was a victim of violence. And that helped to turn my life around because I had a lot of time to contemplate about what happened to me. Did I want to be the type of individual that strike back, or did I want to be a young African-American man that became part of the solution and not continue to be a part of the problem? And so that's pretty much what led me on my path.
All right. 9:45 in the city of Chicago. You are in tune to the thought-provoking, solution-oriented talk show, daring to make a difference in our communities, entitled Focus On. I'm your host, Dennis Snipe, and today we are talking to two extraordinary young men who are out there making a difference. And that's our mantra here, positive people who are doing positive things, Mr. Mac McGee, Mr. Lamont Brown. And you are invited to join them June the 27th. At Prairie State College at 202 South Halsted Street. Now, if you have a question or a comment about the event, or you would have a question or a comment that you'd like to pose to these two gentlemen, give us a call at 773-488-WKKC. That is 773-488-WKKC. Now, I know that you all have come together, and that makes an incredible combination or incredible allegiance. However, each one of you you're doing incredible things, and you know, in your own right, and making an incredible strides. So, Lamont, give us some information about who you are, what you do, and how we can get in contact with you.
I'm the president and CEO of Lamont Brown Internationally, formerly known as LB International, where we provide motivational speaking, entrepreneurship opportunity, and personal development training. And my website is www.pursuingthedream.biz. That's www.pursuingthedream.biz.
Okay. All right.
And also, I might add, I thank God that my book, From the Streets to the Stage, is doing exceptionally well. A lot of people in the school systems are enjoying it.
Now, can we pick up a copy of your book on your website?
Yes, sir.
All right. Give us that website once again.
It's www.pursuingthedream.biz.
Okay. Now, do you have any upcoming engagements that we can kind of keep our eye on you as far as what you're doing?
Oh, yes, most definitely. You can come hear me speak at a night of inspiration.
You missed your call, June, and you should have been a comedian.
At Prairie State College in Chicago Heights.
Yes. Matt, give us some information about you as well as your website, how we can check you out.
Okay, I'm the CEO of Transforming Lives International, where our tagline is helping people discover their purpose through inspiration. And so I do speaking, consulting, training, work a lot with CPS and suburban school districts, Illinois Department of Corrections. You can contact me at the website, www.anightofinspiration.com. That's www.anightofinspiration.com. Or you can call me at 1-888-624-4333. That's 1-888-624-4333.
All right. Now, I guess in closing, can you all give us some closing words, not only to the individuals who are adults, but also to the young people who may be listening, to the young people who may be present at the event, as to the next level, or just the hope that you talked about? Someone may be listening who's at the end of their rope and may be inspired by something that you have to say. Give us some closing words.
Okay.
Most definitely. Oliver Wendell Holmes said that once your mind has been expanded with an idea or concept, that it will never be satisfied to going back to where it was. And Albert Einstein said that the thinking that has brought me this far has created some problems that this thinking cannot solve. So my favorite book says to be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, because your mind is a terrible thing to waste. Talk to him, Matt.
They say the mind is a terrible thing to waste. And I remember during the 80s when I was growing up, there was a commercial sponsored by the United Negro College Fund, which said that the mind is a terrible thing to waste. But as I go throughout the city and try to talk to young and old, I find it difficult trying to convince them that the mind is a terrible thing to waste. The mind is more powerful than any Xbox 360. The mind is more powerful than any computer, than any spaceship, than any satellite ever created, because you know why? The mind created that. But I'm going to give you a technical definition for what the mind is. The mind is an electrical chemical reduction plant that integrates segregated states of special energy abstract like storage batteries. The mind has over 62,000 miles of capillaries, which is its own extraordinary complex mechanism. It's guided with exquisite precision. It has a telescopic and microscopic rangefinder. It has a spectroscope with its own main fuel energy intake and exhaust system. And so listeners of Focus Talk, understand that the mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Gentlemen, I appreciate you more than you know. When you're coming back?
Whenever you want us back, Dennis.
right, next week.
All right. Sounds good. We're gonna have to get you over here so you can talk to the young people here at Kennedy King College.
Okay.
And maybe we can even hook up and do some workshops or something.
Absolutely.
Of that nature.
Absolutely. All right.
It'd be our
All
pleasure.
Right. Before you go, give us your contact information once again, Lamont.
You can log on to www.anightofinspiration.com. That's www.anightofinspiration.com, or you can give us a call at 1-888-624-4333. That's 1-888-624-4333.
All right, sounds like a plan. Well, we appreciate you both so very much. Thank you for stopping by, and can you hang around for a minute? We're going to take a few pictures after the show, and
Absolutely.
Then we can fellowship.
All right. Thank you.
Sounds good. You're in tune to Chicagoland's number one college radio station, 89.3 is WKKC. It's about 10 minutes till the hour, and it is time for our final segment entitled Success and Satisfaction with Cassandra Griffin. Hey, Cassandra.
Good morning, Dennis. How are you today?
I am very well. And yourself?
It's
you okay?
Wonderful. I'm wonderful, yes.
You know what? It started raining. I just noticed that. But that's all right. With all the rain that comes, that means that there are some beautiful flowers and vegetation and plants that's coming, and that will take us to the next level. Now, I know that you have some incredible information that you want to share with us today, and I'm ready.
You're ready?
I'm ready.
Thank you so much. You kicked it off great for me. What I would like to do is to get the audience members to tell us, all the listeners to tell us how they're being successful and satisfied in their lives.
Okay.
Every show, I give a little tip or technique or tool for people to use to do that. But what would really be wonderful is for the people who are out there putting those in place or maybe using their own techniques to share that with us. And what I like to call that segment is Showcase for Success and Satisfaction.
Showcase.
Showcase of success and satisfaction.
Showcase of success and satisfaction. So would that be the SSS?
That's the SSS. We have the CSS and the SSS, and that's not any anyway. Okay. No BS.
Now, you're so silly. Now, how do we go about, you know, for the listeners, how do they go about it? Do they send in information? Do they call? You know, what do we do?
But the logistics, this is going to be a segment that's once a month. It's going to be on the first show of the month. So the first one will be the 4th of July. Very appropriate, kicking something off. It's going to be spectacular. And so what I'm inviting people to do is to email me, and I'll give you the email address in a minute, or to call me and just share what one or two things are you doing now to feel successful and satisfied in your life. Because we get bombarded with so much negative news, so mm-hmm. much just kind of downer news every day, that I'm sure that there are people out there who are doing things on up level, who are having great lives. And the more we hear about that, the more we know it's possible, and it's motivation and inspiration for us to do the same and more. So the thing to do is to know that it's the first call, the first show every month.
First show every month.
Right. And that we need you to submit that to us in advance. And you can do it by sending it to me, and here's the information. It's Cassandra, C-A-S-S-A-N-D-R-A, at newrealitiescoaching.com. Once again, Cassandra. At newrealitiescoaching.com.
So that's all I have to do, just send an email.
You can send an email, or you can call me at 708-331-9725, and just give me your name, give us some contact information, and then let us know how you're being successful and satisfied in your life. And what we'll do is we will share your story with the other listeners so that you can be helping someone. And it does work. When you hear a good story about somebody doing something good, it makes you feel good, and you can pass it on. And if you don't necessarily want to share your story, but you know of a story of somebody else, give that to us as well. Let's say your sister is doing something wonderful. Let's say maybe, unfortunately, she got laid off from her job, but she's using that time to do some volunteer work, and she's feeling satisfied in her life for that way. Or you know somebody else that just always has a positive outlook on life, even when in the face of adversity. We want to highlight those experiences. Once again, we're about success and satisfaction, so we want to hear from you and showcase you, so we invite you to participate.
Sounds like a plan. Now, Cassandra, give us that telephone number again.
708-331-9725.
Once again?
708-331-9725, or the email is cassandra@newrealitiescoaching.com. Don't be shy. We want to celebrate you and showcase your success and satisfaction.
Sounds like a plan. Mm-hmm. Cassandra, thank you so very much.
You're quite welcome, Dennis.
In closing, I wish you success.
And satisfaction.
We'll talk again real soon.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Peter said to Paul, that's all, y'all. It's time for me to go. I've truly enjoyed it. It has been a great ride. I'd like to say hello and thank you for listening to Mother Curtis, and also to Derek Lott and Kenny across the street at Subway. Thank you so very much. Hey, I want to leave you with this. The other day I was in the kitchen and I was preparing some stuff, and I realized that I was missing, or so I thought that I was missing, a whole lot of different things. So I went to the store to get some tomatoes and so on and so forth. Got back to the house, even though I should have checked first. But I got back to the house and found out that everything that I needed was there in the house already. What does that have to do with anything? It has everything to do with you. Everything that you need to be what you want is already inside of you. You just have to pull it out. There are probably some things that are inhibiting you from being the person that you want to be. But keep this in mind. Everything that you need is already there. This week, work on pulling it out. Hey, stay focused. Dennis Snipe, KKC.
You've been listening to Focus Talk, the thought-provoking, solution-oriented program daring to make a difference in our community. With your host, Dennis Snipe, on 89.3 WKKC, Chicago's number one college radio station. Wright College at 4300 North Narragansett Avenue offers